NBA players have been shooting threes for years. The three-point shot was introduced by the league in 1979, but its status as a crowd-pleasing long-range weapon was elevated again this season by Stephen Curry of the Golden State Warriors. Curry broke his own record, setting a new mark for the most threes in a single season. He sank 286 of them. As his shots have soared, so has his popularity, of course, and Curry's a big reason why the Warriors are one of the favorites as the NBA playoffs begin tomorrow. Here's NPR's Tom Goldman.
The NBA All-Star Game is part of an annual February weekend gathering that's really about NBA culture, fashion, music, and what's cool. This time around, the three-point contest featuring the league's best long-range shooters was off the charts cool on TNT.
Stephen Curry!
Kenny, would it be safe to say most people here in this building have come to see this man?
I would say it's very safe to say.
Stephen Curry, who won the contest, has become the man to see every night, and for advertisers, the man to market. His jersey is the number two bestseller behind still king LeBron James. But with the younger generation, there appears to be a new king. In January, the digital broadcast network 120 Sports released a survey that asked more than 1,400 18 to 34-year-olds, who's your favorite athlete? Curry ranked number one. Iago Calas teaches basketball and culture at the University of Michigan. He says for a generation that demands accessibility, largely because of social media, Steph Curry, 6'3", 185 pounds, is the accessible superstar.
Curry is always talked about as down-to-earth and approachable and an everyman and an average guy. He's small by basketball standards and slight of frame.
And his special skill, the three-pointer, Calas says it's accessible too.
We can kind of fantasize any of us could perfect if we wanted to put in the time.
23 feet 9 inches, the official distance of an NBA three-pointer. So here we go. Nope. And that is a really long way. I have this image of Steph Curry rising and flicking his wrist. I had to do a two-handed push from the chest. I'm going to try it again. No, not even close. Obviously, I have to put in more time. Curry obviously has. As ShotMechanics.com points out in this video dissection of Curry's three-point shooting, it's much more than a flick of the wrist.
This means that on the way into his shot, the ball never pauses. It's one fluid motion from the beginning of a shot to his follow-through. This allows the energy from his jump to transfer into his release. That way he can get extra range.
There was a time, decades ago, when the NBA considered the three-point shot a gimmick. Today, in an analytics-fueled sports world, scoring from beyond the arcing line that separates two-point shots from threes is considered an efficient offensive weapon. Again, here's Iago Calas.
You can shoot 40% from three-point range and score as many points as a 60% shooter from inside the arc.
Of course, nothing is more efficient or crowd-pleasing still as the shot closest to the basket, the rim-rattling dunk. Most appreciate the dunk as if in a museum, can't touch, just admire. Although after Steph Curry sank 77 straight three-pointers in practice this week, he and his offensive weapon of choice may have to be roped off as well. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.